So when it comes to this issue of the Sabbath day, in the New Testament, we do not observe the seventh day Sabbath day. We don't observe that in the New Testament. Why? Because the Bible is clear in the New Testament that that is not enforced. Go to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. This Sabbath has been fulfilled. This is one of the carnal ordinances that we do not observe. The meats, the drinks, the divers washings, the carnal ordinances. In the New Testament, we do not observe the Sabbath days. We do not observe the seventh day Sabbath, nor do we observe the new moons or the feast days or the holy days of the Old Testament. And in fact, when people observe these things in Paul's day in Galatia, he said, you observe times and months and days and years. He said, I'm afraid of you. He was even doubting whether they're even saved because they'd been so Judaized and they were getting circumcised and they're observing all these holidays and they thought that they had to do those things, and he was really worried about them. And a lot of them were actually even trusting those things for salvation. And he's saying, look, Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you're fallen from grace. Right. We through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness, which is by faith. In Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith which worketh by love. So in Colossians chapter 2, they had the same problem in Colossae. Same issue. Why? Because the Jews were scattered into every nation under heaven. Why? Because everywhere the early church went, even into foreign lands of Greece and Macedonia and Asia, Jews would always be following after them and persecuting them, even following them into strange cities. Remember, Saul followed them into strange cities before he became Paul. And all throughout the book of Acts, you see the Jews are everywhere. Synagogues are everywhere. There's a synagogue in every town. You know, somebody brought up to me recently, they said, hey, you know, there's no way this scripture in Colossians could be talking about the Judaizers because Colossae is 1,000 miles from Jerusalem. But what you got to understand is that if you read Acts, there's a synagogue in all these places. And if you understand the Jews have been scattered into all nations under heaven, and when you realize that in Acts, the Jews persecute the Christians in all places, okay? Look at what Colossians says. It's similar to what Galatians says. It says in verse 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. That's the same language as in Hebrews 9 when it talks about the law having a shadow of good things to come, but not the very image of those things, could never make the comers thereon too perfect. And it talks about the carnal ordinances, the meats, drinks, divers, washings, were only imposed on them until the time of Reformation, which is defined as the coming of Christ in Hebrews 9, verses 10 and 11. So here we see the same type of language as Hebrews 9, saying that the ordinances were nailed to the cross with Christ, therefore, and look what it says in verse 16, let no man therefore, when you see a therefore, always figure out what it's there for, okay? The word therefore is tying it to what was just said. He's saying because of verses 14 and 15, therefore verse 16, okay? So because of the fact that the ordinances were nailed to the cross with Christ, the carnal ordinances, if we compare with Hebrews 9 and 10, because the ordinances were nailed to the cross, therefore let no man judge you in meat. That means when you eat that pork sandwich, don't let anybody tell you that that's sin. Right. Don't let anybody judge your carnitas burrito. Amen. Don't let anybody judge your chorizo breakfast burrito. Don't let anyone judge you for your surf and turf and lobster and shrimp, if you can afford it, right? But don't let them judge you in meat or in drink. And that's not saying, don't let them judge you in drink. You know, obviously the Bible teaches against drunkenness. But this is talking about, you know, along the lines of a drink offering. He says, meat or drink or in respect of an holy day, also known as holiday. That's where we get that word. Or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Therefore, we don't observe the Sabbath. We don't observe the new moon. We don't blow the trumpet in the new moon. Those things have symbolic meanings, but we do not observe these things carnally in the New Testament. Now, I've heard an interpretation out there from these Hebrew roots types who just don't want to let go of this stuff. They want to be brought back into bondage. They are the spiritual children of Hagar that want to Judaize and circumcise and teach the Torah observing type of Christianity, and they usually want to get people to speak Hebrew even though they don't even speak Hebrew. I encourage everybody just to learn a couple sentences in Hebrew. Just a couple sentences. Just so that when somebody comes up to you with all their Torah observing, you can just walk up to them and just basically start talking a little Hebrew to them, and then they get really embarrassed really fast because they don't speak the language. But they pretend like they know everything. You know, they desire to be teachers of the law.
Right.
And all Torah means is just law. It's just Hebrew for law. There's your first Hebrew word. Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. They can't even order a bagel with cream cheese in Hebrew.
Right.
But they act like they went deep and they know all the gematria and the Hebrew and all this stuff. But I've heard them, you know, respond to this because this passage is clear. It's crystal clear. Here's how they respond to this. No, 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 no. This verse is saying the opposite of what it appears to be saying. It's telling you, don't let anybody judge you because you're doing the new moon, and because you're doing the Sabbath, and because you're doing the holidays, because you're doing the meats. But that's just crazy because verse 14 says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances, therefore, don't let them judge. So why would he say blotting out the handwriting of ordinances, which was against us, nailing it to his cross? And so therefore, don't let pagans judge you for being a Jew. But that's what they try to turn this thing around. Who's heard that interpretation of this? Yeah, a couple people. I've heard it, believe me, many times. I've heard it. I think the first time I heard it was probably 6 or 7 years ago, you know, when the Hebrew roots thing started really blowing up, and I've heard it a lot since. It's false.
Right.
Same thing with Galatians. It's mind-blowing where it's a flip over to Galatians. And I know I'm spending a lot of time on this, but a lot of the chapter was about the Sabbath, and I want to cover this real quick. Go to Galatians chapter number 3, and you find something similar to this. And, you know, they try to do the same thing with this verse. I'm sorry, it's in chapter 4, verse 9. He says, or let's start in verse 8 to get some context here. Howbeit then, when you knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? You observe days and months and times and years. I'm afraid of you, lest I bestowed upon you labor in vain. Here's what the Hebrew roots crowd will do with this verse. They'll say, oh, he's talking about they're worried about their horoscope. They're worried about pagan dates. They're looking at the Scorpio and the Leo and the Taurus and the Aries and all that. You know, it's not the Jewish calendar that we should all be observing. That's what they say. Because they say, well, because in verse 9 it talks about how they, or verse 8 talks about them worshiping other gods. Here's what he's saying, friend. And this goes back to taking the Bible in context. Because guess what Galatians chapter 1 is about? How the Jews' religion is a false religion. Guess what chapter 2 is about? How the Jews' religion is a false religion. Guess what chapter 3 is about? How the Jews are not God's chosen people, but we are. Guess what chapter 4 is about? About how the Jews are Hagar, and we're, you know, the children of Sarah, the children of Isaac. Guess what chapter 5 is about? Verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. What's the bondage? Going back under all this Jewish stuff.
Right.
Well, that guess what? That's the same bondage in verse 9 of chapter 3, or 4. Look at chapter 4, verse 9. At the end, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage, you observe days and months and times and years. Guess what chapter 6 is about? Hey, the circumcision doesn't avail anything. Chapter 5 says, it's not about being circumcised. You're a debtor to do the whole law. You can't keep the whole Torah. It's not going to happen. It's faith in Christ. We're justified by faith. We're God's chosen people by faith. It's not the Jews. Chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, they all hammer that same truth. All of them. It's the whole book of Galatians. Every chapter. And then somebody just says, oh, well, here he's just worried about them checking their horoscope. Now, look, I'm against checking your horoscope, amen?
Amen?
But that's not what this is about. This is about observing days and months and times and year, like when you're following the Jewish calendar.
Right.
Like when you're observing Sabbath days, feast days, holy days, and you're circumcising and going under the law and so forth. We should be not circumcising our children. We should not be abstaining from meats and drinks and the carnal ordinances. We are to observe the New Testament. And this is very clear. And, of course, the Hebrew roots will just crowd. They'll take this just so out of context. It's mind-numbing how they could get that out of chapter 4, verse 10. It's like they're just isolating it all by itself. They forgot about the other six chapters that are surrounding it. It's a classic example of that. And so Colossians 2, there's no way around it. Galatians 4, there's no way around it. Romans chapter 14, verse 5 says, one man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Therefore, if we had to observe the Sabbath and these holidays, then why would he say you could esteem every day alike and be 100% right with God? You can celebrate no holidays. You can treat all 365 days identical to each other and be right with God.
Right?
You don't have to celebrate any holiday. You don't have to celebrate Christmas. You don't have to celebrate Thanksgiving. You don't have to celebrate Memorial Day. You don't have to celebrate the 4th of July. You don't have to celebrate Valentine's Day. You don't have to celebrate New Year's Day or St. Patrick's Day or Valentine's Day or any. You don't have to celebrate Easter. You don't have to celebrate anything. There is no commandment in the Bible that commands you to observe any holiday. Now, I don't believe that holidays are bad. I think that holidays are good, except for the Jewish holidays, because I don't want the Apostle Paul to be up in heaven getting scared about me.
Right.
I don't want Paul to be like, man, I'm afraid of Stephen Anderson when I see him with that shofar blowing the trumpet on the new moon. I'm afraid of him. I don't want him to be afraid. I want him to rest in peace. Amen? About them. And a lot of them were actually even trusting those things for salvation. And he's saying, look, Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you're fallen from grace.
Right.
We through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness, which is by faith. In Christ Jesus, neither circumcised. He said, you observe times and months and days and years. He said, I'm afraid of you. He was even doubting whether they're even saved, because they'd been so Judaized and they were getting circumcised and they're observing all these holidays. And they thought that they had to do those things, and he was really worried. Colossians chapter 2. This Sabbath has been fulfilled. This is one of the carnal ordinances that we do not observe. The meats, the drinks, the divers washings, the carnal ordinances. In the New Testament, we do not observe the Sabbath days. We do not observe the seventh-day Sabbath, nor do we observe the new moons or the feast days or the holy days of the Old Testament. And in fact, when people observed these things in Paul's day, in Galatia, so when it comes to this issue of the Sabbath day, in the New Testament, we do not observe the seventh day Sabbath day. We don't observe that in the New Testament. Why? Because the Bible is clear in the New Testament that that is not enforced. Go to Colossians chapter 2.